day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a cellular jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. I knew Leo G. Carroll was over a barrel when Tarantula took to the hills. And I really got hot when I saw Jeanette Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews set prunes, gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skill. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills, like a science fiction double feature. Dr. X will build a creature. The androids fighting Brad and Janet and Francis stars in Forbidden Planet.
did it, huh? I don't think there's any doubt about that. You and Betty have been almost inseparable since you met in Dr. Scott's refresher course.
Well, to tell you the truth, Brad, that was the only reason I showed up in the first place. I mean...
Okay, you guys, this is it!
Betty's gonna throw a bouquet.
Hey, big fella. Looks like it could be your turn next, eh?
Who knows?
So long. See you, Brad.
Wonderful. Didn't Betty look radiantly beautiful? Oh, I can't believe it. An hour ago, she was plain old Betty Monroe. And now she's Mrs. Ralph Hapshot.
Yes, Janet, Ralph's a lucky guy.
Yes.
Oh, it's always quiet,
Betty. Everyone knows that Betty's a wonderful little cook.
Yes.
Why, Ralph himself, he'll be in line for a promotion in a year or two.
Yes.
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Brad.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the... skillful way. You beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
River was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet, I love you. The road was long, but I ran it.
Janet.
There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it.
Janet.
If there's one fool for you, then I am it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it. Janet, I love you. A ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre.
J-A-N-E-T, I love you so.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
It seemed a fairly ordinary night when Brad Majors and his fiancée, Janet Weiss, two young, ordinary, healthy kids left Denton that late November evening to visit a Dr. Everett Scott, ex-tutor and now friend to both of them. It's true, there were dark storm clouds, heavy, black, and pendulous, toward which they were driving. It's true also that the spare tire they were carrying was badly in need of some air. But they, being normal kids and on a night out, well, they were not going to let a storm spoil the events of their evening. On a night out. It was a night out they were going to remember for a very long time.
Office before my term is completed is apparent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time.
Gosh, that's the third motorcycle since passed us.
Sure to take their lives in their hands, but with the weather now.
Yes, Janet, life's pretty cheap for that type.
But almost totally absorbed the time and attention of both the president and Congress.
What's the matter, Bradley?
We must have taken the wrong fork a few miles back.
Oh, but then where did that motorcycle come from?
Therefore,
well, I guess we'll just have to turn back.
To continue to fight the months ahead for my personal.
What was the bang?
It must have been a blowout.
The time and
damn it. I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed.
In a period.
Well, you just stay here and keep warm, and I'll go for help.
Where will you go? We're in the middle of nowhere.
The great issue is of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation.
Didn't we pass a castle back down the road a few miles?
I shall resign.
Maybe they have a telephone I could use.
I'm going with you.
Oh, no, darling, there's no sense in both of us getting wet.
I'm coming with you. Besides, darling, the owner of that phone might be a beautiful woman, and you might never come back again.
Thank you.
And so, it seemed that fortune had smiled on Brad and Janet, and that they had found the assistance that their plight required. Or had they?
Brad, let's go back. I'm cold and I'm frightened.
Just a moment, Janet. They may have a phone.
My name's Brad Makers. This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss. I wonder if you might help us. You see, our car broke down a few miles up the road. Is your phone we might use?
You're wet.
Yes, it's raining.
Yes.
I think perhaps you better both come inside.
Be too kind. Brad, I'm frightened. What kind of place is this?
It's probably some kind of hunting lodge for rich weirdos.
This way.
Are you having a party?
You've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the master's affairs.
Oh, lucky him.
You're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
To the left. With your hands on your
Do any of you guys know how to Madison?
Brad, please, let's get out of here.
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
But it seems so unhealthy here.
It's just a party, Janet.
Well, I want to go.
Well, we can't go anywhere till I get to a phone.
Well, then ask the butler or someone.
Just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with their celebrations.
This isn't the Junior Chamber of Commerce, Brad.
They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own. They may do some more folk dancing.
Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just plain scared.
I'm here. There's nothing to worry about.
How'd you do, Lyle? See, you've met my faithful hand in hand. He's just a little broad dime, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look black, you both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car.
Here's if you beat yourself in front of it.
We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught in a flat. Well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night? Or maybe a fight. I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan. He's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
it's all right, Janet. We'll play along for now and pull out the aces when the time's right.
Slowly. It's so nice to jump to a rush.
Hi, my name's Brad Majors, and this is my fiancée, Janet Weiss. You are...
You're very lucky to be invited up to Frank's laboratory. Some people would give their right arm for the privilege.
People like you, maybe?
I've seen it.
Come along, the man doesn't like to be kept waiting. Shift it!
master is not yet married, nor do I think he ever will be. We are simply his servants.
Magenta. Columbia. Go and assist Riff Raff. I will entertain...
Brad Majors? This is my fiancé, Janet Weiss.
Weiss?
Enchanté. Well, nice. And what charming underclothes you both have. But here, put these on. They'll make you feel less vulnerable. It's not often we receive visitors here, let alone offer them hospitality.
Hospitality? All we wanted to do was to use your telephone, goddammit, a reasonable request, which you've chosen to ignore.
That's only ungrateful.
Ungrateful?
How forceful you are, Brad. Such a perfect specimen of manhood. So dominant. You must be awfully proud of him, Janet.
Well, yes, I am.
Do you have any tattoos, Brad?
Certainly not.
Oh, well. How about you?
Everything is in readiness, Master. We merely await your word.
Tonight, my unconventional conventionalists, you are to witness a new breakthrough in biochemical research. And paradise is to be mad. It was strange the way it happened. Suddenly, you had a break. All the pieces seem to fit into place. What a sucker you've been. What a fool. The answer was there all the time. It took a small accident to make it happen. An accident! And that's how I discovered the secret. That elusive ingredient. That spark that is the breath of life. Yes. I have that knowledge. I hold the secret to life itself. You are fortunate, for tonight is the night that my beautiful creature is destined to be born!
get the feeling someone's gotta be cutting the thread. Oh! Woe is me. My life is a misery.
I'm prepared to forgive you. Oh, I just love success.
He's a credit to your genius, Master.
Yes.
A triumph of your will.
Yes.
He's okay.
Okay.
Okay!
I think we can do better than that. Now, Brad and Janet, what do you think of him?
Well, I don't like men with too many muscles.
I didn't make him for you. He carries the Tau Atlas seal of approval.
Weakling, weighing 98 pounds, will get sand in his face when kicked to the grind, and soon in the gym with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam, and with massage and just a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean. He'll be a strong man. Oh, honey, but the wrong man. Nutrition, high protein, and swallow raw eggs. Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs. Such an effort, if he only knew of my plan. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. He'll do press-ups and chin-ups, do the smash, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work. Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. When it's just 7 days, oh baby, I can make you a man. Yeah.
One from the vaults. You don't be upset. It was a mercy killing. He had a certain naive charm, but no muscle.
Oh! Butter, deltoid, Andra, bicep. A hot groin and a tricep makes me shake. Makes me wanna take Charles Atlas by the hand. Just 7 days, oh baby, I can make you a man. I don't want no distinction, just dynamic tension. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. Dig it if you can. In just 7 days, I can make you a man.
Those who say that life is an illusion and that reality is simply a figment of the imagination. If this is so, then Brad and Janet are quite safe. However, the sudden departure of their host and his creation into the seclusion of his somber bridal suite had left them feeling both apprehensive and uneasy. A feeling which grew as the other guests departed, and they were shown to their separate rooms.
So, Janet, but isn't it nice?
Oh, you thief! You monster! Oh, what have you done with Brad?
Well, nothing. Why, do you think I should?
You tricked me! I wouldn't have! I never, never!
Yes, I know. But it isn't all bad, is it? I think you really find it quite pleasurable.
Oh, Brad! Oh, Brad!
Brad's probably asleep by now. Do you want him to see you like this?
Oh, your fault, you're to blame. Oh, I was saving myself.
Well, I'm sure you're not spent yet.
Promise you won't tell Brad?
Cross my heart and hope to die.
Thank you.
worry, Janet. We'll be away from here in the morning.
Oh, Fred, you're so strong and protective.
You!
I'm afraid so, Brad.
But isn't it nice? Why, you! What have you done with Janet?
Nothing. Why do you think I should?
You tricked me. I wouldn't have. I've never, never, never.
Yes, I know. But it isn't all bad, is it?
Not even
half bad. I think you really caught his warden.
Oh, Janet. Janet! Shh! Janet's got to be asleep by now. Do you want her to see you like this?
Like how?
It's your fault. You're to blame. I thought it was a real thing.
Oh, come on, Brad, admit it. You liked it, didn't you? There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Brad, you've wasted so much time already. Janet needn't know.
I won't tell her.
Well, you promise you won't tell.
My mother's grail.
Master, Ruffy has broken his chains and vanished. The new playmate is loose and somewhere in the castle grounds. Magenta has just released the dogs.
Come in!
What's happening here? Where's Brad? Where's anybody?
They do this to you. Here, I'll dress your wounds. Poor baby there. Oh.
Emotion. Agitation or disturbance of mind. Vehement or excited mental state.
It is also a powerful and irrational master. And from what Magenta and Columbia eagerly viewed on their television monitor, there seemed little doubt that Janet was indeed its slave.
Tell us about it, Janet.
I was feeling done in. Couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she...
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and feet wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch, 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 touch me. I
was only away for a minute. Master.
Well, see if you can find him. And, Get it!
Master. Master, we have a visitor.
Hey, Scotty! Dr. Everett Scott.
You know this earthling? This person?
I most certainly do. He happens to be an old friend of mine.
I see. So this wasn't simply a chance meeting. You came here with a purpose.
I told you, my car broke down. I was telling the truth.
I know what you told me, Brad. But this Dr. Everett Scott, his name is not unknown to me.
He was a science teacher at Denton High School.
And now he works for your government, doesn't he, Brad? He's attached to the Bureau of Investigation of that which you call...
You! Oh, not right, Brad.
He might be. I don't know.
The intruder is entering the building, Master.
He'll probably be in the Zen room. Shall we inquire of him in person? You know perfectly well what Brad Majors is doing here. It was part of your plan, was it not? That he and his female should check the layout for you? Well, unfortunately for you all, the plans are to be changed. I hope you're adaptable, Dr. Scott. I know Brad is.
I can assure you that Brad's presence here comes as a complete surprise to me. I came here to find Eddie.
Eddie? I've seen him!
Eddie! What do you know of Eddie, Dr. Scott?
I happen to know a great deal about a lot of things. You see, Eddie happens to be my nephew.
Dr. Scott.
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Where?
Rocker!
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Where?
Rocker!
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Where?
Rocker! Listen. I made you. And I can break you just as easily.
Master! Dinner is prepared!
Excellent. Under the circumstances, formal dress is to be optional.
Food has always played a vital role in life's rituals. The breaking of bread, the last meal of the condemned man, and now this meal. However informal it might appear, you can be sure there was to be very little bonhomie.
A toast. To absent friends.
To absent friends.
Anne. Rocket. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rocky.
Happy birthday,
shall we?
To you. We came here to discuss Eddie.
That's a rather tender subject. Another slice, anyone?
Excuse me.
I knew he was in with a bad crowd, but it was worse than I imagined. Aliens.
Huh? How about the scar?
Go on, Dr. Scott. Or should I say, Dr. Fern Scott?
Just what exactly are you implying?
It's all right!
Dr. Scott!
That's all right, Brad.
From the day he was born, he was trouble. He was disowned in his mother's side. She tried in vain,
but he never caused her nothing but shame.
He left home the day she died. From the day she was gone, all he wanted was rock and roll porn on the motorbike, shooting up a junk.
He was a low-down, cheap little punk,
taking everyone for a ride.
Then Eddie said he didn't like his head. He knew he was a no-good kid. But when he threatened your life with a switchblade knife,
what a guy!
Makes you cry.
And I did.
Everybody shoved him. I very nearly loved him. I said, hey, listen to me. Stay sane inside insanity. But he locked the door and threw away the key.
But he must have been drawn into something, making him warn me in a note which reads,
what's it say? What's it say? I'm out of my head. Oh, hurry, or I may be dead. They must be carrying out their evil deeds.
And then he said he didn't like it ever. You know it was a no good deed. But then he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
What a god!
Makes you cry.
And I did. Then Eddie said he didn't like his head. He knew he was a no good kid. But then he threatened your life with a switchblade knife.
What a gulliver!
Makes you cry.
And I did.
Get back!
doctor to Janet Weiss. Should be all you need. You're essential as a pencil. Wound up like an Eeyore first string when we made it. Did you hear a bell ring? You got a block? Well, take my advice. You better wash up. Jimmy White, the transducer, will seduce ya.
My feet! I can't move my feet!
My wheels. I gotta can't move my wheels.
It's as if we're glued to the spot. You are. So quick with fear, you tiny fools. It's something y'all get used to. A mental mind spot can be nice.
You won't find Earth people quite the easy mark you imagine. This sonic transducer, it is, I suppose, some kind of audio vibratory physiomolecular transport device.
You mean?
Yes, Brad. It's something we ourselves have been working on for quite some time. But it seems our friend here has found a means of perfecting it. A device which is capable of breaking down solid matter and then projecting it through space and who knows, perhaps even time itself.
You mean he's going to send us to another planet?
Planet! Planet! Janet! You better wise up, Janet Weiss. You better wise up. Build your thighs up. You better wise up.
And then she cried out.
It's not easy having a good time. Even smiling makes my face ache. And my children turn on me. Rocky's behaving just the way that Eddie did. Do you think I made a mistake? Splitting his brain between the two of them. Magenta, I am indeed grateful to both you and your brother Riffraff. You have both served me well. Loyalty such as yours shall not go unrewarded. You will discover that when the mood takes me, I can be quite generous.
I ask for nothing, Master.
And you shall receive it in abundance. Come, we are ready for the floor show.
Coincidence, fate, it seemed, had decided that Brad and Janet should keep that appointment with their friend, Dr. Everett Scott. But it was to be in a situation which none of them could have possibly foreseen.
And just a few hours after announcing their engagement, Brad and Janet had both tasted forbidden fruit. This in itself was proof that their host was a man of little morals and some persuasion. What further indignities were they to be subjected to? And what of the floor show that had been spoken of? In an empty house, in the middle of the night, what diabolical plan had seized Frank's crazed imagination? What indeed? From what had gone before, it was clear that this was to be no picnic.
Delicate, satin-draped frame as it clung to her thigh, how I started to cry, 'cause I wanted to be dressed just the same. Give yourself over to absolute pleasure, swim the warm waters of sins of the flesh. Erotic nightmares beyond any measure, and sensual daydreams to treasure forever. Can't you just see it? Oh, 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 oh! Don't dream it. Don't dream it. Be it. Don't dream it. Be it. Don't dream it. Be it.
Was all I had to say. Now
well, and that will mean I'm mad. Could that seem? I realize I'm going home. Everywhere it's been the same. Like I'm outside in the rain, free to try and find a game. Cards for sorrow, cards for pain. Cause I've seen, I realize I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm
presumptuous of you. You see, when I said we were to return to Transylvania, I referred only to Magenta and myself. I'm sorry, however, if you found my words misleading. But you see, you were to remain here, in spirit, anyway.
Oh, heavens, that's a laser.
Yes, Dr. Scott. A laser capable of emitting a beam of pure antimatter.
You mean you're going to kill him? What's his crime?
You saw what became of Eddie. Society must be protected.
Exactly, Dr. Scott. And now, Frankenfurter, your time has come. Say goodbye to all of this. And hello to oblivion.
Oh! same. They like you.
They didn't like me! They never liked me!
You did right.
A decision had to be made.
You're okay by me.
Dr. Scott, I'm sorry about your nephew.
Eddie? Yes, well, perhaps it was for the best.
You should leave now, Dr. Scott, while it is still possible. We are about to beam the entire house back to the planet of Transsexual in the galaxy of Transylvania. Completed my nest. Beautiful sister. And soon we shall return to the moon-drenched shores of our beloved planet.
Sweet transsexual land of night. To sing and dance once more to your darker face. To take that step to the right.
But it's the pelvic thrust.
And our world will do the time warp again.
Human race, lost in time, lost in space and meaning.
Thank you.
Thank you.